Welcome to Behind the Scenes at Gentle Carousel Miniature Therapy Horses, where tiny horses bring comfort, hope, and healing to children, veterans, first responders, and communities in need. For almost 30 years, this award-winning nonprofit charity has shared the healing power of miniature therapy horses inside children's and veterans' hospitals, hospice programs, assisted living programs, schools, and beyond. Now they are sharing their stories every week on the Equus Radio Network.
Hello and welcome back to Behind the Scenes with Gentle Carousel Miniature Therapy Horses. This is episode number 6, and my name is George Garcia Bengochea. I'm your host today, along with my co-host Debbie Garcia Bengochea.
Hi everyone.
Well, we're super excited about some news that we wanted to share with you. Upcoming October 10th, we have the Gentle Carousel's Black and White Gala Concert. We're very excited about that, and I think the big thing is that we've got some folks coming down from Nashville, Tennessee.
They're amazing. Grammy award-winning, amazing number one hit songwriters. We'll talk about that more at the end, but
it really is. I think it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime event, and we're super excited, and because we're so excited and we're doing the planning, we've been thinking a lot about Nashville, Tennessee, and our trips up to Tennessee in general. We made some great friends and had some great experiences, so we would thought we'd call this the Nashville Adventures, because we had so much fun being up there. It's a beautiful place. Tennessee is just a wonderful part of the country.
And we did a lot of work with children and veterans in Tennessee. I mean, I think we were both talking about what our memories were, and we both have very different memories, but it all comes down to stories about people that we've met while we were there. And we've done a lot of work at Vanderbilt Children's Hospital in Nashville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's called the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital, and it's a beautiful hospital designed specifically for children and pediatric care.
It's beautiful. It's got the Ryan Seacrest studio there. It's got a stage, and I mean, what a great opportunity. That stage has had every country singer imaginable that's come and performed for the children, and I think most of our therapy horses have been on that stage over the years as
right.
well.
And that brought about really our first visit to that area. We were contacted by the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital, and they asked if there was any way we could come up and visit with the families up there. They were very interested in what we did with families and how we encouraged so many kids that they invited us to come up.
Yeah, no, it was, the whole place was wonderful. I mean, they would bring all the children down in front of the stage, and then they would get to meet the horses. If there were children that couldn't come down for some reason, if they were in isolation, they could still participate because there are televisions in their rooms that show what's happening. And then in the studio, the actual like radio kind of studio they have there, we would do stories for the children and have the horses there, and children could call down and ask questions. And the whole setup was really, really nice. My favorite, because I can always remember her, was Amy in room 315. Because she would call, the phone would ring, and they would say, oh, you know, it's Amy in room 315 with a question for you. And we all had our microphones there. And we would answer the question, and then other children would call down. And pretty soon, ring, Amy in room 315 has another question. She had so many questions, and she called and called. But it was nice that, you know, she was in a room going through things, that she had something that she enjoyed that was a distraction from, you know, the treatment that she was receiving. So, hey out there, Amy from room 315, we're thinking of you today.
Yep, she was very excited. And it was always fun to walk into that hospital. You know, you come in through the front doors, and we would take the elevator up, and the staff, to see their faces as this horse is walking down the hall into the auditorium, into the studio, it was fantastic. Just seeing everybody light up, whether they're doctors, nurses, or some of the administrative folks, or even families just walking the halls. And it really was, it's a beautiful place. It just looks like almost like a Disney type layout, and all the colors and
lots of space to be able to, so the children could walk the horses next to their wheelchairs. There was a lot of room that way. And yeah, it was always just fun to be able to bring some smiles and things. There was a little girl there that I remember because, you know, there's so many children and they all have stories. But she was there and the Nashville newspaper was there taking photos. And it was just one of our favorite photos, actually, of a child and a horse together. And after that, the family would send us pictures of how she was doing, and she eventually recovered and is riding her own horse. They got her a horse and she was just so excited. And there was another mom that was there that felt like magic, therapy horse magic. She just said my child was smiling. Just to see my child smile meant so much to me that she sent us a picture. She had a tattoo of magic put on her back so that she could that she would just remember her child smiling and the horse that made her smile. So
yeah, that was pretty amazing. But it's always good to hear the encouraging news and how kids respond to visits like that. But that was, yep. I dare say, over the top.
Well,
to each his own.
We don't have tattoos, so we don't have tattoos of magic.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was really nice that she did that. And there's so many great places. You know, we think of Nashville, but that whole area, whether it's visiting St. Jude Children's Hospital or Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. Chattanooga was kind of our stop on the way home every time. We would go in and stop there on the way back to Florida.
Yeah, that was a nice little place to go. It was a smaller hospital. It's called the Erlanger Children's Hospital in Chattanooga, and I remember going there the first time. We went there several times, but the first time we were just inundated by the press. It was a big deal for Gentle Carousel and the miniature therapy horses to come to the Erlanger Children's Hospital, and
that was just to get in the front door. All the media was waiting, and we were like, oh no, we were just trying to drive home, and we were going to just stop by, you know, and visit the children's wing of the hospital, and all of those cameras and everybody was waiting out front, and we were like, wow.
Yes, with our blue van, it's kind of it's hard to be inconspicuous. We pull up and everyone knows the horses are here, and especially now with the beautiful wrap and the images of the horses, and once the kids see that van pull up, it's game on. They're very excited, and that goes for the parents as well. I remember one of the visits that we went to Erlanger. We did some room visits. We walked around. We spent some time in the lobby. That was the time we were asked to come into the critical care unit. Mm-hmm. They were having a little difficulty with a boy. He was just crying a lot. He'd come out of surgery, and he was just very irritable. He had been through a lot, and I think he'd been crying for a couple days. They just couldn't get him to quite calm down, and his parents were getting very, very concerned. So a nurse approached us and asked if there was a way we could come into the critical care area, and we did. We walked in, and that was with Magic. And as soon as we walked in the door and we walked up bedside, this boy couldn't have been more than 2 years old.
Yeah, he's a little guy.
He actually, with the help of his mom and dad, he stood up on his bed and he stopped crying and he started laughing, and it was pretty amazing to see a boy who was just going through so much and dealing with so much to all of a sudden just stop crying and start laughing. And he pointed at the horse and he actually touched Magic on the face. We have a few photos of that. It was a special time. You could see the staff in the background. They were so happy, and I think that's the encouragement to the staff, is seeing that the patients respond so well, and it makes them happy. It makes the child happy, the family, and the those that are attending, the patients.
And I think all of, you know, there are just so many wonderful people that we've met in Tennessee, great staffs, doctors and nurses and all the staff in the hospitals, and even some of the people that we worked with. I mean, my personal favorite, one of my personal favorites, because there are quite a few, was when we did a veterans hospital with Barbara Mandrell, the singer. And I just thought she was so humble and she was so kind, and she would go around with us. We'd have a horse on one side of the bed and she'd be down on her knees on the other side of the bed. And I remember we were in a room with this woman. It was all veterans, but this woman and Barbara Mandrell said, "Hi, I'm Barbara." And the woman said, "I know who you are." car. And it was just, you know, she had a horse on one side, she had Barbara Mandrell on the other side. It was like an amazing thing. And apparently the Mandrell family had done a lot of work with veterans and doing, you know, different events in different parts of the world where they were veterans and encouraging them. So this is something they had done for years and years. So that was great. We've got a great photo of Therapy Horse Scout getting a big hug by Barbara Mandrell. So, mm-hmm. you know, those were memories that you have. And I also think of working, we've done a lot of work through the years with Gold Star families. And there was an event that we went to in Nashville for Gold Star families. And the guest there was Wynonna Judd, and working with the families, encouraging them, encouraging the children. And you really think of what that must be like. I mean, you know, my father was in the military, and it's hard enough just military families because children move all the time in the middle of the school year. There's a lot, but then to actually lose a parent, lose a family member, a mom or a dad. So it was great to be able to be at that event. And Wynonna was great with the families that were there. And we have photos of her giving magic hugs. And Dream was there. Dream was such a good mm-hmm. therapy horse that day with the children.
Yeah, Wynonna actually did a small little concert herself. She did a sort of an acoustical concert. She was there with a member of her band. Actually, it was Cactus, her husband.
Yeah,
he was there supporting. And it was great to see the military as well. They had a lot of officers there who were supporting the event, and they did want to make the families feel special. They have been through a lot, and like Debbie said, it's quite an act of service, not just for the servicemen and women, but the families who support, have to move around, and you know, they've got their family members missing while they're serving, so they have to get along. So it was great to encourage them, and yeah. We got to know Wynonna a little bit. That was delightful.
That was great. And but yeah, you do remember that, you know, Gold Star families, they've lost someone, you know, near and dear to them. And the world goes on sometimes, and they're left behind to grow up without, these children to grow up without a mom or a dad who served our country. So we did things like that, but there were also some kind of interesting fun things that we did. The Parthenon, where you got to show your muscles.
Well, that's because I had to pick up the horse. The Parthenon, it's in Centennial Park, very close to the hospitals and the Vanderbilt campus. So what we would do is, between hospital visits, we could let the horses get out and kind of stretch their legs and walk in the park. Beautiful, beautiful park. It's the 100-year anniversary of the city of Nashville, which was established, what, in 1897. They had the Centennial Fair
Expo.
And Expo. Yeah. And so they built this beautiful, beautiful replica.
Full scale. Absolutely full scale.
And I think it's a well-kept secret. No one seems to know about the Parthenon there, that it's made to the same dimensions. They even have it painted as the original Parthenon would have looked like in Athens, Greece. So we stopped there, and yeah, we were able to take some pictures. It was kind of hard because as soon as we unloaded the horse and we went to the Parthenon and wanted to take some pictures, people started crowding around. I mean, the horses truly are, they're little magnets for attention. People want to come up and see who they are, what they're doing, and if they can scratch them on the neck.
Well, I was trying to take photos because I thought, what an incredible opportunity to take this picture. And the steps are so big, there's no way that our little horses could even attempt to step that high. So you had to carry, we did different visits there, different times we were in Nashville. One time you did Scout, and one time we did Little Prince. And it was, you had the horse in your arms, you had to walk up the steps carrying the horse. We put the horse up there, and then literally you had a few seconds to take photos because people would just start running up the steps to be with the horse. So I would get like one or two pictures as fast as I could. And then there would be a picture with hands that were like coming in the side of the photo. But ultimately we got some really beautiful pictures at the Parthenon. And then you picked the horse up and carried it back down the steps. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to tell people you could meet him, you know, if you could just wait for just a second. But we couldn't get anyone to wait. They were like, there's a horse at the top of the stairs at the Parthenon, and mm-hmm. they wanted to be part of that with their cameras and selfies and, you know, whatever they were doing. But
yeah. So we made quite a few stops. So we did stops in Nashville with the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital, TriStar in Nashville. And then in Murfreesboro, that's where the Tennessee State Veterans Hospital and home is. Chattanooga is where the Erlanger Children's Hospital is. Another stop we made that was a lot of fun during one of these trips was the Nashville Public Library downtown. That was amazing.
It's a beautiful library. Difficult parking, I remember. Really, really difficult parking, but a huge, beautiful library.
Well, and it's an old building. I think it might have been the old post office for downtown Nashville. And they call Nashville the Athens of the South. It has a lot of these columns, these huge columns, and that's the way the library is. Just beautiful, marbled floors. So we had to kind of come around and navigate the downtown streets, and then they had this beautiful courtyard where we had the reading program, the library program, which is sort of in the center of the library.
And you go up the elevators, and then there wasn't room in the main meeting room, so they put it all, you know, it was kind of like indoors and outdoors mm-hmm. at the same time.
It's kind of an indoor, like an indoor courtyard, kind of open ceiling. It was beautiful, an amazing, amazing library, worth a trip just to see this piece of history.
So many great things in Nashville. Our biggest challenge is we have the horses with us. So we always go, we want to stop here, or we want to go there, and we're going to come back and do it. But we always came back with the horses. So it was a challenge to get around to places. I remember in Franklin, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, we did a fundraiser, not for us, but you know, a fundraiser for a very good cause, and at the Franklin Theater. And Little Prince was on stage at the Franklin Theater, which has had some of the most amazing country singers perform there. And there were amazing country singers that we were meeting behind stage, waiting to go on. Singers, songwriters, and you know, country singers. What was the one gentleman?
Rex Steagall. He did some storytelling on the stage, and he's a gem. Actually met Naomi Judd at that trip as well.
We did. And the woman who wrote I Hope You Dance, mm-hmm. which is like one of the best songs ever, you know. So our only, and I'm watching backstage, we went earlier and did a sound check and let Little Prince see the stage and meet all the performers because there was a full band and everything. And so just to make sure that he knew what was going to happen. And then when he was introduced and they told some things about what General Carousel had been doing, the audience all stood up and gave Little Prince a standing ovation. And it was loud.
Yeah, there's about 200 people, I'd say.
Yeah, more than that.
Maybe more, yeah.
But you didn't get to practice for that, so I'm backstage going, I hope he's going to be okay, because they were up and they were jumping and cheering and everything, and he did great. I mean, he stood at his spot with mm-hmm. the music and everything, and mm-hmm. you know, but that was a great memory that we have too in Nashville. And like I was saying, we don't get a chance to visit places usually because of the horses. And, you know, one thing that we remember, you know, when you have horses on the road, there can be, you know, danger. People drive. You're always just trying to be so aware that you've got horses in your vehicle. And there's a place in Nashville called the Bluebird Cafe. And it's this legendary listening room that showcases songwriters, and they perform their own hits sort of in the round. And, you know, stars like Garth Brooks and Taylor Swift got their start there. And we were able to get tickets, and the tickets are notoriously hard to get.
Yeah, they were donated to us by a former nurse. She had some contacts there at the Bluebird Cafe. And, of course, you know, we were only in town for that short time. We were at the hospitals and doing our visits. And there was no way we could have scheduled out and how long it would have taken. She said, I'll get you seats. And so we had an opportunity to go to this historic place.
And yet, we had just dropped off the horses at this wonderful farm that they stay at when we were in Nashville. And we were driving to the Bluebird Cafe, which we were very excited about. And we were hit by a teenager that was texting. And, you know, we were very thankful that the horses were not with us. But we got hit pretty, good on our way to the Bluebird Cafe, which we had been so excited about. And wound up having to go to the doctors, the hospital. And the police that came, you know, they come to the door of the and they go, are you okay? And, you know, when you've been hit, you're probably the last person who can make a good judgment call about whether you're okay or not. But we both had concussions because the, you know, the strike on the truck just, you know, we were like eggs or something in a, you know, in the cab. So we got concussions and you felt like, you know, I remember being at the hotel that night going, I feel okay. And then you remember that you can't remember the names of your horses. And you realize, nope, my brain is still not fully functioning. So we've had some high times. That was probably our lower time in Nashville, trying to get to the Bluebird Cafe. But, you know, the horses were fine and we ultimately, you know, healed up and were fine. But that is the challenge of having horses that are out on the road doing as many visits as our horses do, that things can happen.
We've been very, very fortunate over the years and with the amount of travel that we've done, that we've never had an incident. Unfortunately, that particular time, unfortunately for us, but we did not have the horses with us hooked up. At that time, we were driving a trailer. We had dropped off the trailer, and we were just trying to do some a little entertainment for ourselves. But well, again, I'm so glad the horses were not there with us or nothing happened to them.
Well, I think, you know, all of Tennessee, one place that we went to, We'd gotten a call after the Great Smoky Mountain wildfires in Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg, and we were contacted by people from the school there and from the community, because we only go to locations that are dealing with that kind of thing if we've been contacted by people. And this fire, we were visiting Nashville, and then we drove, you know, across the state to get to Gatlinburg, and this fire was so unbelievable, the damage that it did. And it was like 18,000 acres burned, and, you know, at least 14 people died and a couple hundred people were injured, and there were like 2,500 buildings that were burned. I mean, it was really intense in that area. And, you know, it was caused by arson. Two juveniles set the fire.
Yeah, it really devastated the community there, and the businesses and homes.
It was, but I don't know who you remember. I remember, do you remember the family at the restaurant that we met?
Yeah.
There was a family in the restaurant. They were working in the restaurant, and I mean, the whole area around them was burned. And they had lost their home, and they were still working.
Yeah, and it's a tourist location. That's where people come, and so obviously that devastated the tourism. But people still were coming through and seeing if they could help out in any way. But we had a conversation with that family,
and they were, you know, their kids were sitting in a booth while they were working, because they just didn't have, you know, any place for the children to be. And that whole area, a lot of people, Dollywood is there, and Dollywood was mostly spared from it. But they were telling us that they were sleeping in a hotel owned by Dolly Parton, in the lobby. They had, I guess they had sleeping bags and things like that. So the lobby was filled with people who had lost their homes, and they were sleeping in the lobby, and they said that Dolly Parton would come in at night and sing to them, which I thought was a really beautiful thing. You know, she gave them a place to stay. She sang to them. She did so much, has done so much through the years to give employment to so many people, and they just absolutely love her. And so we talked with the family, and you know, they said the most important thing that we could do was to tell people to come back and visit, that they were open. And we took the children outside. The children got to be with the horses and walk the horses and do some things just to take a break from having to sit in a booth in that little restaurant that we stopped at. And yeah, you know, I mean, there were a lot of other people that we met and things like that, but I think that family, just that they were still working, even though they didn't have a home, they were still going to work. And we stopped there to try to get something to eat and wound up having the horses in the parking lot and working with the kids, you know, some other kids too that were staying there, just to give the kids a little break from having to be quiet and be good. They kept telling them, you've got to be quiet because you're in the restaurant and you can only do that. And these were little kids. They were really trying hard to be quiet in the restaurant so their parents could work. But I remember that, you know, about being in Gatlinburg. And but anyway, there are a lot of different places. There's so many more memories in Nashville and so many wonderful people that are in Nashville. And I think that we are really excited, this gala that's coming up. It's our Gentle Carousel's Black and White Gala and Concert. And it really is a once-in-a-lifetime concert. We are going to have some incredible Nashville songwriters coming down to perform.
Yeah, we built great relationships up in Nashville, and we are celebrating Magic's 20th birthday. So we made a phone call up to Nashville and did our best to call in some favors. But no, like Debbie said, people have been so gracious, and they are very giving to the community up there. So yeah, we made a phone call.
And to kind of have like a little Bluebird Cafe. We're still trying to have our Bluebird Cafe.
Looking for that experience.
Yep. And that's really what it's going to be like in Orlando, Florida. Ocala, Florida, we were just in Orlando twice. to have, you know, an event like that, and the performers that are coming, like Brett Mayer, who's won 7 Grammy Awards, and he is, you know, he's won multiple awards across the Country Music Association, Academy of Country Music. He had the Song of the Year by the Academy of Country Music. He's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Just the most brilliant songwriter, and he's so creative. He discovered the Judds. We were just talking about Wynonna, and you know,
yeah.
But he discovered the Judds. He produced all 10 of their albums and wrote 9 of their number one hits. And he's got stories to tell. So what we're going to be doing is, you know, we'll have our dinner and all of that, and they will perform, but they're going to be telling stories like the Bluebird Cafe of how they wrote the songs, behind the scenes. I mean, he's written for number one songs for so many other people. Some Kind of Trouble with Tanya Tucker, and Lesson in Leaving with Jody Messina. But he engineered the classic recordings like Ike and Tina Turner's Proud Mary and the Fifth Dimension's Age of Aquarius. And I mean, so many other things. Elvis Presley's last number one hit. I mean, he's just brilliant.
He's seen the music industry grow in Nashville, and it really is legendary. And he's going to tell some of these stories. It's really music in the round, where they can talk about their songs, the songs they've written, the people they've worked with, and tell you some stories behind the scenes about what it was like all those years. And, you know, one of those trips when we were up in Nashville, I was looking through things, and I saw that Brent Mayer was being inducted to the Country Music Hall of Fame. I think he's been inducted twice as a songwriter, a music engineer, just an incredible man and very, very gracious. He's one of the kindest people you'll ever meet. So I had an opportunity to sit in on that talk that he gave, and he's always working on new projects. In fact, he's got one now. It's called The Night of the Orphan Train that he's very excited about, and he might talk a little bit about that, but you can certainly find that on Audible and some different platforms. But super, super creative musician, songwriter, and we're excited to have him down, and I'm excited that that he's a friend yeah. of Gentle Carousel.
Yeah, I mean, we would not be having them here if they were not just being really kind. No. To our charity.
And his wife, too.
Oh, she's so talented. She's a sculptor. Yeah, just. And Billy Montana is coming.
Mm-hmm. Incredible man.
And he has, you know, a songwriter of, like, again, multiple number ones and Grammy nominated country hits. Songs like More Than a Memory with Garth Brooks, which was the only country song ever to premiere, whatever it's called, at number one when it came out. It didn't go up the charts. It started at number one. He did Bring on the Rain with Jody Messina and Tim McGraw. Suds in the Bucket with Sarah Evans. Hard to Love, Lee Bryce. And, I mean, he's had songs recorded by everyone. You know, Kenny Chesney and Jason Aldean and Blake Shelton and Leanne Womack and Kelly Pickler, Kenny Rogers. I mean, he's had songs on the television series Nashville. They all have done so many incredible things. So we are thrilled that they're coming to our gala. And we just really want to encourage people to go to our website or contact us directly with the phone number if you want to get a seat or a table or be a sponsor or an entertainment sponsor we need, right?
Mm, right,
that's
now, right.
An entertainment sponsor. And if you can't come, you can still help Gentle Carousel. You can still be a sponsor, or you could buy a table or a seat for our, you know, we're going to have veterans tables and first responder tables, sort of in honor of the work that Magic has done with them through the years. So there's lots of ways to help if you want to just call and see what you can do. But if, you know, this is going to be a one-of-a-kind once-in-a-lifetime event, truly.
I really do. I believe it's going to be legendary. It's going to be once-in-a-lifetime. So you don't want to miss this opportunity. And even if you were to get up to Nashville to get this kind of talent, this kind of, you know, music experience, good luck.
Good luck in getting into the Bluebird Cafe, because that is a, like they said, notoriously hard to, mm-hmm. to get into. So this is going to be a great opportunity to come, have dinner. Magic will be there in her tuxedo on stage. That morning before the concert, there is a huge parade that our, you know, the songwriters will be riding in, the Horse Capital.
All breed Horse Capital parade. And there will be an open carriage with our Nashville celebrities waving and being in the parade. Yeah. And I think they're going to be pulled by two gypsy vanners, I believe. And yeah. Possibly four. It's going to be quite a sight.
They're working on that. Yeah. So, and 50 different breeds of horses, maybe. Mm-hmm. So people are coming to the parade, and then they'll be going to our concert that starts at 6 o'clock. The doors open, you know, we get ready to have the dinner and all of that. So we're very excited about that event. It's our huge fundraiser for Gentle Carousel, because we've never charged in 30 years for any visit that we've done anywhere in Nashville or anywhere else. So this is how we're going to be able to support the work that the charity does and that the horses do. So in Nashville and many other places, but this is our Nashville stories.
So please do, get behind this event if you can. If you can make it, we'd love to have you. And as Debbie said, if you're unable to attend, please do think about sponsoring a table for veterans, a table for first responders, or seats for these folks. because it will be, it's going to be a wonderful time. Magic will be there in her tuxedo celebrating her 20th birthday, and we're going to talk about the work of Gentle Carousel. And like Debbie said, this is going to be an opportunity for us to carry on our work throughout the year. There's a lot involved to make it look easy. When these horses come out of the van and they're able to serve, there's a lot that goes behind that. And we'll talk more about it in the behind the scenes with Gentle Carousel. But we do need your help. We do need your support. So please do reach out to us through our website. And certainly feel free to give us a call. And we'll let you know how you can participate in that.
And it'll be the biggest birthday party you've ever attended. It's going to be great. So anyway, thank you so much for listening today.
Yeah, I think that's it. We had a wonderful time talking about Tennessee and Nashville in particular, and some of the friends that we've made over the years. And we look forward to having you join us next week for episode number 7. And we're super excited to hear your thoughts and comments, what you want to hear. And please do follow us on Facebook and come to our website for more information.
Yeah, you can go to our website at www.gentlecarouseltherapyhorses.com. And that has phone numbers and our social media. We post almost every day what the horses are up to.
We want to thank you for joining us today. This has been George Garcia Bengoche along with Debbie, your host and co-host, here behind the scenes at Gentle Carousel Miniature Therapy Horses. Thank you for joining us.
If you enjoyed the Gentle Carousel podcast, remember to follow the little horses on social media and join the Gentle Carousel newsletter mailing list. If you'd like to learn more about supporting the important work of Gentle Carousel Miniature Therapy Horses, or if you have a question that you'd like answered on a future episode, all contact information is on the charity website, GentleCarouselTherapyHorses.com. Join behind the scenes at Gentle Carousel Miniature Therapy Horses each week for a new episode right here on the Equus Radio Network.